out for a throw-in on this near touchline. So if you just join us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC brought to you live by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army. Blue Wicked.
Blue Wicked? No.
Pokemon. Farley's Rusks.
Farley's Rusks.
That's what I'm doing, Ben. It's a youth team game. I'm just trying to think of all those youthful things. Pokemon.
He's thinking outside the pram.
Whoever scores the first goal is going to get a blue Peter badge. The ball in the middle now for FC United. Again, strong play there by FC United.
That's a penalty.
And that, for me, I don't think that's a penalty
I
there.
I don't think it is.
I think the referee's got that wrong. The one he got, the previous one, was a cynical foul, and it should have been a yellow card. And now FC United and Manchester's Cameron Horner, we got two between two players in the penalty area. But I didn't see a great deal wrong. What did you see there, Paul?
I thought it was a bit of a soft one to give, to be honest. I thought there was contact, but it wasn't that bad.
It was minimal, wasn't it? And I think it's going to be Horner steps up. Can he make it 1-0 to FC United and Manchester? Yes, he can. In fact, it was Jack Tinning. Well, the man of the moment for me, he's been the quality between the two teams, and FC United take a lead on 17 minutes, and that's a blue Peter badge indeed to Jack Tinning. The ball played long, high into the back post there. FC United need to defend it. Good defensive header there, but they've given the ball away. There's an opportunity for
a
great goal and a great equaliser by the number 7 there, Dominic Newton. And it was good defensive play initially by FC United. They headed the ball clear of the danger, but just couldn't mark the number 7 on the far left hand side. He cut inside and he bent it into the top corner, and a well deserved equaliser
on the hour mark.
Leather cuts inside, does really well. It's a decent ball in, flicks across, needs to be dealt with by FC United. They've cleared the lines, need to be first of that second ball, and they've won the ball, then lost the ball, and an FC player is down injured in the penalty area. The visitors go, and the first time shot comes in. Oh, it's a goal, and he shinned it into the bottom left hand corner. A player from FC United went down injured, and it was FC United's number 10, Jack Tinning, and it fell kindly to the FC United players. I think they all just stopped for a moment there.
I think it was Oyebi.
And Oyebi there, when he shinned that, I mean, from about 15 to 20 yards, and it just rolled across the goalkeeper, and from 1-0 up, FC United found themselves 2-1 down. FC United now on the halfway line, left-hand side. Have they got 20 minutes in them to get back into this game? Bit of quarter required, and this is great football by the FC United number 9. It goes all the way. His opportunity, goal! It was one bit of quality down the left-hand side. It was Cameron Horner. He bombed down the left. He looked like he was going to put the ball to the penalty. He carried on running down the byline, along the edge of the area. He's put the ball inside, and a ball into the penalty area. Simple tapping, and FC United and Manchester. Jack Ward's first touch is a ball into the back of the net. Oh, well, we had FC United and Manchester looking like they may well be struggling to get back into this game, but one bit of magic, one bit of moment. Oh, well, that was the goal, and what an inspired substitution, you've got to say.
Well done, Rodders.
Nice display of predominantly black boots for FC United on here, apart from FC number 2, and he's out of position, and the number 7 now takes over. Newton, goal, ball to penalty, great ball. Oh, no, goal. Oh, goal, the back post, Shawcross. It was all the quality of the ball, to be honest. It was a delightful ball in. But again, FC United went to sleep. The ball for the free kick was played down this near touchline. Samuel Baird completely forgot there was a man there. And the ball got whipped in. A great, great ball in. And unfortunately for FC United, substitute William Shawcross, he's put into the back of his own net.
To be fair to him, there's not much you can do with that, is there?
Not at all.
Facing the wrong way, and it's the ball. Quality ball in.
Exactly, it was a quality
ball. It's all about the ball.